This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the Real Time. Hey, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Like I said, 855-REAL-CHOW,
855-732-5563.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid.
You know, we all know, that has become a classic movie among the young people. Not me. I don't, there are some guys my age. What was that? It was a Christmas movie. Not a Christmas Carol, but a Christmas movie. How long before even the loons start, you know, taking the words out? You know how they take out the words? I know, I've already started, huh? I've already started in on you, haven't I? Anyway, Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is you celebrate, may you have a happy one. I celebrate Christmas, so Merry Christmas. And as I said before, I believe this season belongs to Christmas. I'll explain that in a minute. But that scene where in a Christmas movie where, what is his name, little Ronnie, whatever his name is, and he's asking for the gun, right, the BB gun. And Sam is like, you're out of your mind, you poke your eye out. Nobody ever said that to me. Yeah, my grandmother said if I ran around with scissors or something like that, I'd poke my eye out, or throw rocks, you poke your eye out. Although I can't tell you that in my 57 years of life, I don't know anybody who poked their eye out. I really don't. And I knew some pretty whacked people in my life. So, can't help you there. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. You are listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thank you so much for being with me today. Hey, I get Christmas too, you know. I'm supposed to take a vacation also. So I have chosen for next week. Now, even though I will stop into the studio in the morning and do a couple of opening pieces, opening salvos, if you would, the shows will be... there'll be segments in the show that were pre-recorded for your listening enjoyment. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You can head up to the website, realside.com. That's therealside.com. No, there's not enough time for you to buy it for Christmas, but you can get it after Christmas. That's okay, especially if you don't celebrate Christmas. Those of you who get nuts with me. So you can, it'd be a great book reading into the new year. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's the name of my new book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. It's all those things that we can't talk about, all those things that I've been told I have no right to speak to, whether it's black oppression, Hispanic oppression, women's rights, abortion, all the stuff. See, the only group I seem to belong to is the old white right-wing Christian man white supremacy group. That seems to be the only group that they can identify me with. And yet I'm the one with a small mindset, right? These people are just a piece of work. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit about what's coming up here this weekend. Some of you already know this. And some of you won't agree with what I believe, which is I believe that Christmas is under assault. And I don't think Trump is going to change that quickly. I think we have to change it. You know, it's really funny. Before Mr. Trump got into office, right, all we heard from the right, people on the right, was how it was, not that it was over, not that life was over. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I mean by this. But that, you know, it wasn't worth fighting this stuff. We couldn't win. Right? None of that stuff would work for us. And now I'm saying to you, now that he's in office, we're now starting to hear from some people that, hey, you know, it feels different. I actually feel okay saying Merry Christmas. Although, you know what really stinks about that is you should have always felt okay about it. What do you care? Or what? Why? What? Why? Whatever. Why do you care about what people say? Right? When it comes to stuff like that, I want you to open your mouth. I want you to come out and say what you feel about things. This is just so wrong in so many ways. And I don't know, I got to tell you, I do not know why you let them get away with it. Yes, you let them get away with it. You know what I'm saying? And I do, whether you believe it or not, I really do believe, or I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I hope you're learning something from what you hear from me. I don't want to just be the guy, the spokeshole, you know? I don't want to be the guy that's just talking the talk, hoping you get it. Let's see what happens. Now, I'm not into all of that. What I'm into is you understanding what Christmas is all about. You understand what your freedom is all about. Now, yes, you have a right not to hear me say Merry Christmas, but open your mouth and say something ahead of time. Don't try to make me feel bad because I celebrate Christmas and want you to be part of the holiday. Because that would be so terrible, right? Anyway, let's hit on why it's Merry Christmas and not Happy Holidays. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you've got a heart and you've got an understanding, you have to understand that when somebody says in most cases, I won't say in every, but you have to understand in most cases, they're wishing you a joyous season. Right? You know, most Christians understand and know that when we're talking about Christmas, we're talking about peace on earth, goodwill towards men. What's so bad about that? How is that so terrible? Remember, for a Christian, the birth of Christ is the beginning of salvation. It's the beginning of your ability to spend eternity in heaven. Now, whether you believe it or not, that's not what I'm trying to push here. This is not the point. The point I'm trying to make is I'm wishing you good, whatever you want to call it, good tidings, happiness, health for your family, health for you. Where does that go sideways? How does that get wrong? I'm serious. At what point does that become nasty? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Merry Christmas. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
The fire is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've...
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cuffs, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I think, I don't know. No comment.
We are back. I feel like, like the old 60s movies, remember, you just kind of like swaying and there's... Well, there's smoke moving around the room. You know why. Come on. That's why I call it the real side, right? Because we don't play those little games. Right? I'm sure many of you listening did inhale, if you know what I mean. It's a joke. It's a lighten up. It's a joke. Have some fun with it, people. All right? I mean, seriously. Excuse me. Don't get stupid on me here. We're going to have some fun. It is Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Whether you celebrate it or not, I say Merry Christmas to you. And because I care about you, not because I don't care about you. You know, I know some of you think that when somebody wishes you a Merry Christmas, they're being nasty, right? They don't care about your feelings. Yeah, I'd have to tell you, not true. And you're just being an idiot. Seriously. So, again, Merry Christmas to you, if that's what you celebrate. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and do be part of the conversation. You know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. I don't send out junk. I do send out information. Every week, right? An email that lets you know what's going on in the show, topics we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. And that's cool, right? That's good. Not a bad thing. But I can't send it to you if you don't give me your email address. So send me your email address. Also, again, I'm going to plug this because I want you to get this. I want you to buy the book. You know, end of the new year. It's some great reading for the new year. So anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And yeah, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right, let me get back to it. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays? I'm not asking you for your preference. I'm telling you what your preference should be. Look, here's the thing. If 80% of the country says that they subscribe to God, that they believe in this, right? Then why wouldn't they follow it up with a Merry Christmas? See, I don't know if people still sold out what they believe. Right? And I say Merry Christmas. For me, it's that simple. If you're Jewish, Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then Happy Kwanzaa, which is kind of weird. I'm not making fun of my African-American friends, but remember something. Kwanzaa is not a spiritual enrichment. It's not a religious thing. It's not like you're making a connection with your, what some Native Americans used to call it, your animal guide or whatever. No, this was simply a professor, after the Watts riots, decided to celebrate Kwanzaa to bring the African-American community together. So it's pigeonholed to just for the African-American community to just bring them together. And I'll bet you a lot of them don't even know what it is. Back in the mid-60s. And let's not forget Saturnalia. That's right. That's that ancient Roman festival. It honors the deity known as Saturn. Now, it was originally held on December 17th. Later, because the partying didn't seem to want to stop, they pushed it out to the 23rd. That was a party holiday. It was kind of like that God wanted you to do everything you could do immoral in a very short period of time, in a 24-hour period. Right? Get it out of your system coming into the end of the year. That's kind of where they were at. So again, Saturnalia, an ancient Roman festival honoring the deity known as Saturn. And again, it started on the 17th, and then they pushed on the 23rd. Pagans celebrate Yule. It marks the winter solstice in the northern hemisphere, where the sun appears to be reborn because it seems to hang out a little longer. Right? Yule. Think about that. You have Christians celebrating, hey, welcome to the Yuletide season. Well, it's not for you. Christians can't celebrate a winter solstice any more than a Muslim can celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, the Savior. So, if a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, I mean, let's just be honest about it. If a Muslim is celebrating Christmas, celebrating the birth of the Savior, as such, then they're not really sold out to what they believe. Now, I'm not talking about the warring portion of it. I don't mean that at all. But they're not supposed to hold anybody above Muhammad or above God. And that they would be doing that by honoring Jesus. And not, again, not as a prophet. Because we don't celebrate his birth as a prophet. We celebrate his birth as the Son of God, God in the flesh, God that came to take our sins away, okay? That's what a Christian is celebrating. So how a Christian works or wiggles Yuletide in there, or the Yule season, which is a pagan holiday, don't know how they do that. Right? In Japan, they celebrate Omisoko. Omisoka. And I'm doing that because I actually heard somebody say it, so it's kind of a... it's known as the big cleaning. Right? You get your house in order. You get your life cleaned up by December 31st, which kind of falls in line with that pagan Yule day, doesn't it? I'm sorry, with the Saturnalia day. Yeah, they're all confusing to me. They're all just... whatever. You got to get your house in order, right? And then there's Boxing Day, most celebrated in England, though it has many explanations. The two most prevalent are that it's Bring Your Gift Back Day, or let the hired help take off day. That's right. In the very hotty-totty rich areas, you say they let the help have their day off, day after Christmas, so they can be with their families. Isn't that nice of them? The day after Christmas, they can be with their families, because the rich people couldn't take care of themselves for one day. They couldn't pick up the wrapping paper, couldn't make their own coffee, couldn't make breakfast, couldn't do any of that on their own. And I almost forgot to further mock religious people. Festivus was created. Yeah, on Seinfeld as a joke. It was more like a happy grievance day. But some people actually, because this was so long ago, some people actually believe this is a real holiday. I would like to see Jesse Waters or Mark Dice go out and say, hey, which one do you celebrate? Do you celebrate Festivus and why? I would love to do that kind of thing. I think it would be hilarious. Right? And you might be pounding away at me saying, hey, Joe, you know, okay, you made your point. Knock it off. Stupid now. But actually, it's not. Right? People say there's many holidays in December. That's why we say happy holidays. No, you don't. You don't give in. Right? You don't give in. I don't think you do. You don't have to be nasty. So let's say I follow your logic. Right? That the busiest month... all these holidays are in the month, and we're just trying to make sure everybody gets included, and, you know, nobody wants to run down the whole list of holidays. Okay, that's fine. I'm good with all of that. Then let's go through the months and figure out which one actually it would be most apropos to say happy holidays in. Now, when we come back from the break, I'll tell you which one would be the most apropos one to say happy holidays in. You'll get my point. No, you really will. You may not like it, but you'll get my point. You'll see what I'm talking about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side.
It's Merry Christmas. The most wonderful time of the year. With the kids dancing.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Off
offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Today, a couple of nitwits.
We are back. Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year. Listen, I will be back. Yeah, next week's going to be... I'm going to go through and pick some good recordings for you. I'm going to actually do not live, but I'll do some pre-recorded stuff in the mornings for you. And that way there, when you hear the show, the first few minutes will always be a current event, if you would. But I will pick some topics you'd be very happy with. Seriously. I'll do my best, anyway. But I deserve a vacation, too, and I'm going to take it next week. I'll be around. You might see me popping in and out of the studio while the show's on. But other than that, and some of you really get a kick out of seeing that. I don't know why. I don't get it. I don't have to get it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, head up to the website. You know why? Or Amazon. I don't care. Pick one. I want you to go ahead and order my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I'll slow it down for those of you who aren't too bright. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. You'll enjoy the book. I'm sure you'll have a good time with it. Anyway, I want to get right back to this, and I don't care if I teed you off. And if you've missed the gist of the whole thing, you know what? I'm not that teacher that goes back, oh, Johnny just walked into the class. Let's start all over again. No, Johnny was late. Too bad. Deal with it. You can go back and get the rest of this later on. So, Merry Christmas or Happy New Year? Which one? Which one makes you happier? Well, here's the deal. If you're a Christian, the only one that should make you happy, don't give me that garbage that Christ is still Christ, whether I say Happy Merry Christmas or not. Well, that's true. But honor is no longer honor. Right? If you have a relative that's been in the armed services and they made general or major general, whatever it is, for you to belittle that title, for you to take that away from them, it's not right. It's demeaning. If you're celebrating the birth of Christ, then it's Christmas. If you're a Christian that's celebrating Tree Day, then say Happy Holidays. That's fine. If you're a Christian that's celebrating the guy in the fat guy in the red suit, then you can go ahead and also you can call it Happy Saint Nick Day or something. But don't call it Christmas without having Christ involved in it. Now, you Happy Holiday freaks, let's say I follow your logic. I don't, but let's say I do. And I asked you before the break, I said, go look and see who has the most amount of holidays, or what month has the most amount of holidays that you can call it. You know what month it is? It's February. So when you, for all of you who deplore religious affiliation, then you better not celebrate Valentine's Day, because Valentine's is named after Saint Valentine. He was a Catholic priest. Look it up. So you atheists that want nothing to do with Christmas, religion, huh? You better knock off the Valentine. That's ours. It's really that simple. Look it up. I think you'd be surprised at the story of St. Valentine and what he did. Now, along with Valentine's Day comes Groundhog Day. Let's not forget that. Carnival, which is celebrated in Brazil, which is really, you know, if you're a pagan, that's a great, even though it's a, even though they try to line it up with a Christian holiday. It's like the no holds barred, every sin gets absolved day. You can do anything you want with your neighbor's wife or anybody else for that matter, and it's okay. Then there's the Chinese New Year, Mardi Gras, which is a takeoff on Carnival. Which is what it really is. It's really a carnival, not a carnival. Ash Wednesday. That's where the Catholics get the little dot in the middle of their forehead for the day. And you're not allowed to touch it. I don't know what happens if you do, but you're not allowed to touch it. Lincoln's birthday, Washington's birthday. Canada's National Flag Day. Be great if we had a National Flag Day. We do have a flag day, but most people fly the Mexican flag because it's illegal to put up the American flag because somebody will get mad at you. Your homeowners association will sue you. And then there's Mexican Constitution Day, which is, I don't understand it. Do they celebrate the American Constitution Day in Mexico? Or anywhere else for that matter? Why do we even mention it? So, you know, you pretty much have a holiday every other day in February. So here's what I'd like you to try. And please write me. Let me know. Don't blame me for it, but write me. I want to know how this goes down for you. I want you, when you're out with your honey at the nice restaurant, which I hope you take her to, right, you're out with your honey, and you go to the nice restaurant, and you're pulling out the jewelry or the flowers or the candy or whatever it is that you, whatever your tradition for Valentine's Day is. I want you to look her in the eyes, deep in the eyes, and go, honey, happy holidays. Because then when you wake up from your coma, I want to know how it all went down after that, how it really felt. I'm just following your logic. You guys that don't want to say happy holidays because you want to be all-inclusive, well, don't you want to be inclusive on Valentine's Day, too? Or in February? Wouldn't your logic follow all the way through? I'm just asking. I don't have any answers for you. I'm simply asking a question. So, if you're really going to be honest about this stuff, you have to follow it all the way through. So let's get down to the reason. And again, for you... You yo-hos, you, whether you're Christians or not, and you're going to get on my case going, okay, we all know Jesus wasn't born in December. No kidding. No kidding. You know, my mother's birthday for years, we celebrated on June 15th. And for years, we made the cake on June 15th. We got her the presents on June 15th. And then we found out, because she was born in a little village in Italy that had been bombed during the war, then somewhere down the road, we found out, well, she wasn't actually born on June 15th. She was born on June 6th. Does that mean that none of her birthdays, well, she, I know she'd love this, but none of the birthdays before that mattered? They weren't honoring to her because they weren't on her birthday. Does she get to give back all those birthdays? Does she have to give us back all those gifts? That's what I'd like to know that, because that could put some money in my pocket. You see what I mean? We make such a big deal about the day. The day doesn't mean anything. You Christians, that's not the day. Okay, so we know it wasn't December 25th because just blatantly, the shepherds aren't going to be up in the fields, you know, knee-high in snow looking for white sheep, right? Not going to happen. But they were. They were out tending the flock in the fields. So some people feel it was probably close to the, you know, end of August, September, beginning of October, right in that time. I don't care. Pick a day. Let's celebrate his birthday. How's that? It's really that simple for me. Now, the Catholic community, now known as the, you know, at the time, I don't believe they were known as Catholic Church. We call them the Catholic Church now. They lined it up with the festivities of the Roman holiday, Saturnalia. Remember that one? And they did that for a reason, because they thought that by lining up some of the Christian, quote-unquote, holidays with the more pagan holidays, they would bring people in by showing them, hey, we can have a good time too. And being able to speak to what Christianity was all about, what Jesus Christ was all about. And by the way, if you're one of those people that can't stand religion, then you might want to change the station now. Or put it on mute, something like that, or whatever. Now, Christmas was first celebrated by the Roman Emperor Constantine in 336. And then later, Pope Julius made it official. So I don't know how you make it official other than, yeah, we're going to celebrate Christmas. I don't know. Nowhere in the Holy Text, though, does it call for, you know, tree stockings, presidents, garlands, lights, tinsel, fat men in red suits. It doesn't call for any of that. Right? So all those things were traditions that were added by different groups, different ethnicities, different cultures, which is fine. A side note here, too, by the way, Jesus wasn't white, people. Do your homework. Jesus was not a white man. He was not a black man either, but he was not a white man. Somewhere in the middle. He was a Jew. Okay? Think about it. What did the Jews of the day look like? What was their skin color? Where were they living? Anyway, that's a story for another day. So, you know, we humans, as we do with everything, we got to screw everything up, don't we? We play with it. We make it better, so we think. We added all that stuff, including credit card debt, more gifts, bigger trees, until finally you choke under the weight of Christmas debt. Or actually, I should have wrote, we choke under the weight of Christmas cheer. We took something so simple, so joyous, so amazing, and we made it into a commercial nightmare. If Jesus came to make us free, like the Bible says, and as Christians believe, then we don't understand freedom. We've put ourselves in so much bondage that about the time we make that last payment on the credit card or the debt for the prior year, we go right back into it again. If Jesus is given to us as the perfect gift, then why do we spend all our hard-earned money looking for that perfect gift? You know, for family members and all that other stuff. Yeah, I'm not trying to get preachy on you, but you know what I mean. So Christmas was not celebrated in America. Christmas was not celebrated, you know, in America when at first because it was considered too decadent by the Puritans who escaped England. Well, guess what we got to do? We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. I'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll be right back, I promise.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep.
On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Natives are restless. They want you to stop saying happy holidays.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that sincerely. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Okay, got to get right back at it. Again, like I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Christmas versus happy holidays. I know some of you go, oh, come on, knock it off. No, I won't knock it off. I'm tired. I do this every year. Every year I go off on this tangent. I know some of you don't give a hoot. See, I kept it clean. Right? You don't care what it is. As long as you get the turkey, the lasagna, the pasta, the gold watch you want, whatever it is you want. As long as you get all that stuff, you're a happy camper. Right? But for Christians, it's got to be more than that. It's got to be more than the tree, the presents, the whatever, whatever. And you're in all the tradition. I got it. And I'm not asking you to change your ways overnight to become a total purist when it comes to Christmas. This is not what I mean. But you should at least know why and what you're celebrating. You should know that Yule, the Yuletide log, and it has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas. Absolutely nothing to do with your Christian atmosphere. Or your Christian whatever. Now, Christmas was not celebrated in America in the early days because it was considered too decadent. The Puritans got away from all the decadence of Christmas in England. And England had its ups and downs for Christmas. Go read the history on that. it had gotten so out of control in England as far as spending and such, it was actually canceled for a period of time until King Charles II came into power and he brought it back. Christmas was actually outlawed in Boston, but celebrated in Jamestown without incident, as reported by the settlers. Christmas had many ups and downs in America since day one, because through the years, we forgot what the day is about. We forgot what the day was about. So all the traditions that we find at Christmas, and no real basis in the Bible, except one, the birth of Christ. I'm telling you, the tree, the fat man in the red suit, the reindeers, the chimney, the presents under the tree. You know, it's one thing if we sat around and exchanged a gift or two to each other because of the love that we have for each other. You know what I'm saying? But to sit there and exchange gifts and run up credit cards because it's the expected thing to do, I find repulsive. And don't give me that holier than now. I don't know what you're talking about, Joe. I buy gifts for all 27 members of my family, charge up all my credit cards, go into debt, give up things because I love them so much. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's get back to the story. So all of those things have no basis in the Bible whatsoever. So when you're talking to your friends and you're celebrating Christmas, then celebrate Christmas. Now, if you want to say, although, or this other stuff isn't in Christmas, but we do it because we think it shows the love. We think, you know, putting gifts under the trees for our friends and what have you, and having a get-together and exchanging presents just shows how much we care about each other. And, you know, God gave us a gift, and I want to give a gift to other people. I asked my granddaughter today, I said, hey, she talked about the gifts, and it was Jesus' birthday. And I said, okay, so on your birthday, you're going to give me a gift? She said, why would I give you a gift on my birthday? I said, well, that's what we're doing here. It's Jesus' birthday, and we're giving each other gifts. What about Jesus? Where does he fit in all of this? Which led to a pretty cool little conversation. So, when you say, well, before I get to that, can we be in agreement here? Right? Now, celebrating Christmas, you put up the nativity scene, that's all great. All the other traditions have been brought in by different cultures, groups. Now, it adds to the original meaning. I get it. You're kind of making it your own. I mean, if you have a nativity scene, well, I shouldn't say that. If you're celebrating Christmas in a traditional way in Hawaii, it might be on the beach. I'm sure Jesus wasn't hanging out on the beach when he was born. But it's what makes it your own. In New England, it's around the snow. It's playing in the snow. I get it. That's not the part I'm talking about. Those are fringe items, and that's cool. As long as we stick with the main meaning of Christmas, whether you're a Christian or not, simply in the use of the word Christmas, Christ Mass, you're celebrating the birth of Christ. That is the only thing that Christmas is truly about, is the birth of Jesus Christ as the Savior for the world to keep us from having to go to hell. Really, that simple. So when you say, what difference does it make to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas? To a Christian, it should be a major deal, whether you say it or not. It doesn't change Christmas. I get that. That's what my Christian friends keep saying. Because it's still all about Christ. But you take something away from us. You take something away from me when you belittle a holiday I believe so much in. When you belittle something that I cherish so much. Without the birth of Christ, it is just another holiday. It's Tree Day. It's Fat Man in a Red Suit Day. It's Gift Exchange Day. It's Tinsel Day. It's Elf Day. It is just another day. And you know what? I got enough other days. I don't need to deal with this other day. If you're Jewish, then let me honor you with Happy Hanukkah. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, then you have a joyous Kwanzaa. If you celebrate nothing, then have a wonderful nothing. Any holiday you sell, I celebrate, please. But let's be clear about something. Doesn't matter what you believe. You can believe that you can breathe at the bottom of a swimming pool without any apparatus, just through your lungs. It doesn't make it real, and I think you'll find out hard and fast how real it isn't if you try to do it. But in the same token, You cannot have Christmas without Christ. You can't. It's impossible. You can have a holiday. Again, I say you can have gift exchange day, whatever you want to call it. You can have. You cannot call it Christmas and take Christ out of it. So Merry Christmas, and may you come to know Jesus as I have, and I mean that sincerely. And no matter what your belief system you've chosen, may your family be healthy and happy. See, I'm not going to get political with you, but think about something here. I prefer you be a Christian, but if you're not, I still want you to have a healthy and happy life. I still want your kids to be healthy. I still want you to enjoy the life in this country, in this free America. Right? And again, I don't care what you believe. I know some of you won't agree with me, even Muslims. Yes, even Muslims. Because unlike some of you, like Catholics, come on, guys, there are Catholics and Christians that you constantly defend that couldn't tell you where a book in the Bible was. They could tell you the Bible was the Word of God, but they couldn't tell you where anything was. They couldn't even recognize some familiar scriptures. I believe that of all religions. There are all religions of people who grow up as a Muslim, they grow up as a Catholic, they grow up as a Christian, they grow up as a Jew, couldn't really tell you anything about their religious belief. Nothing. They have to go on certain days of the year, and that's all they know, and they think that that's going to get them into heaven, and that's all there is to it. It doesn't work that way. So again, I don't care what you believe, and you know what I mean by that, I don't have to get that specific, right? I do not care what you believe. I want you to be healthy. I want your family to be healthy. I want your business to thrive. I want you to show other people the love and the opportunity that you got from being in this country up until the last 8 years. But again, Christmas, for me, is about Jesus Christ. It's about the love of God. It's about what God gave us to be able to know Him, to be able to love Him, and enjoy Him. And Xander Gibbs is going to join me in the next hour. But, you know, from my family to yours, we're going through a lot. Not my family. I mean, we're going through a lot as a country. We're going through a lot as a society. We're going through a lot as a people. And please, get your information straight. Please, please, please. And make sure that as you spew these things on Facebook or Twitter or however you're getting the message out, make sure you've done your homework and you honestly know what you're talking about. Make sure you're not just spewing Republican talking lines, Democrat talking lines, Green Party talking lines. And I can go down the list. Just because your party says it doesn't in any way, shape, manner, or form make it true, right? Not at all. So stick with it. Stick with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Anyway, head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. Read the articles we put up there. I got people up there. I got people. I got people. You got people? I got people. I got writers up there that they go out of their way to write stories. We have a writer that's actually in Egypt, in that area. Right, we got that talks about the things today that's going on in Egypt and Israel and the Middle East, and we've got a writer in Israel writes about what's going on. So encourage them. You don't agree with them, tell them you don't agree with them. If you agree with them, tell them great job, but do something. Anyway, as I said, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Don't call. I'm not here. I've done the... okay, you already heard it. This is pre-recorded for your listening enjoyment. And it is Christmas. I don't know where else to go. We're going to bring Frankie in for a minute. Or half. Or whatever.
Our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay.